The next patient is Michelle Bennett. The last name is B-E-N-N-E-T-T. First name, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E. This is the clinical case of a 56-year-old African-American female that has diabetes mellitus, arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and evidence of proteinuria. This patient has nephrosclerosis in the kidney that is the responsible for the CKD stage 3B. The creatinine has decreased from 1.8 to 1.5. And we think that this is related to hyperfiltration. The blood sugar at the time of this determination that was done on May 29 of 2024, the fasting blood sugar was 236. The patient has serum electrolytes that are with normal limits, sodium 137, potassium 4.6, chloride 100, and the CO2 is 23. The liver function tests are with a normal limit, serum albumin is 4.0. The protein creatinine ratio went up to 587 milligrams per gram of creatinine, and the albumin creatinine ratio is 262. So this patient has most likely a significant compromise of the glomerulite associated to the diabetes mellitus. The patient could not take SGLT2 inhibitors because of the increased urinary frequency, and the living arrangements prevented her to go to the bathroom on regular basis and when needed. So this is a medication that we cannot prescribe. We are going to try again the administration of Kerendia. The patient has a potassium that is 4.6 in that case, and if approved, we are going to do a BMP 10 days after the patient being on this medicine, in order to reevaluate not only the potassium but the kidney function by itself. Following number, the patient has morbid obesity. The BMI is above 35. She remained in the same body weight, 270 pounds. A lengthy discussion was carried with the patient. And she says that she has tried to change the quality of the food. Among the things that he mentioned, she drinks juices. And we discussed with her the composition of the juice that is with a high sugar content, that is, in this case, contraindicated. She says that she has been changing the diet to salads, and she's not eating the same amount of protein that she used to eat before. We reiterated the need to make a change in the lifestyle and in the amount of food that she eats, period. Following number. Diabetes mellitus, that is a type 2. The hemoglobin A1C is up to 8.9. It was 8.8. There is no change in that regard. The consequences of the increased blood sugar over the kidney function were explained, and we also made clear that unless we have a drastic change in the way the progress is going, we are going to need renal replacement therapy in the future. Following over arterial hypertension. That is under control. Following over hyperlipidemia, zero cholesterol is 175 with triglycerides 135, HDL 45 and LDL 106. Following over vitamin D deficiency on supplementation, the level is 49.5, and the patient has a remote history of a stroke without any apparent deficit, and the following number, hyperuricemia, the uric acid is under control, 3.6. At this point, we are going to give an appointment to see us in 3 months, and we are going to order a BMP in 10 days after the initiation of therapy with Kerendia. The prognosis is guarded if the patient doesn't change. Period. The patient stated that she has an appointment with the vascular surgeon in order to evaluate the peripheral vascular disease, especially in the lower extremities.